International's Terminal A security checkpoint, passengers drag carry-on baggage into a line snaking slowly toward a row of metal detectors, wand-wielding TSA agents, and one hulking blue machine. It's Orlando's first full-body scanner, and passengers are being randomly selected to go through. It bounces low-level x-rays off the skin to let agents see what's under a person's clothes. But Orlando traveler Tracy O'Connor says when she was selected for a scan, nobody told her that.
They didn't really explain what was going on. I stood in the little area and they said, hold your hands up, place your feet in the markings. Then I stood there for a while, then they said, okay. I'm like, that's it?
O'Connor says that was it. She didn't think about it again until she saw examples of scanner images on TV.
After seeing on the news, you know, that what they're actually seeing, I could see how people would not like that. So I guess I was a little bit more comfortable not knowing at the time.
O'Connor now feels the scanner images are a bit too graphic. But Orlando traveler Joe Zimmer, who's also been through the machine, says he doesn't mind a scanner that can see through his clothes, if it stops terrorists.
It's looking for a gun, it's looking for a bomb, it's looking for whatever is not you. And quite frankly, in my opinion, I'm traveling a lot now for what I do for a living. I feel pretty good about this. I think we got to keep as many steps ahead of them as we can.
Security experts disagree on whether the scanners will make it easier to catch terrorists, but in any case, Zimmer didn't find the scan invasive. He says the images from the scanners look to him like anonymous human forms. The machines are designed to blur out faces and identifying characteristics. TSA official Sari Koshetz says that's one of many privacy safeguards.
The officer viewing the image is remotely located and can never see the actual passenger. Also, the image won't be stored, transmitted, or printed, and it is deleted immediately once viewed. In fact, the machines have zero storage capability.
Koshetz adds that passengers can always opt out of the scanner and get a pat-down instead. But civil liberties advocates say that's even worse, since the TSA's new pat-down procedures allow officers to touch personal areas that up until last month were off-limits. Either way, they think the scanners and pat-downs go too far in trading privacy for security. Glenn Caton is a Central Florida attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union.
We could eliminate hundreds of thousands of highway deaths if we change the speed limit on the highways to 30 miles an hour. And we could save far more lives than have ever been lost in terrorism. But we as a society say, you know what, we value freedom more than that. There are all sorts of oppressive things that we could do in our society to make us safer.
The ACLU is gathering complaints about the machines nationwide with an eye toward possible legal action. A D.C.-based privacy rights firm has already filed suit against use of the scanners. Some conservative groups are also fighting the machines. One's launched a campaign to blanket Capitol Hill with thousands of letters of protest. There's even a grassroots effort on Facebook asking travelers to refuse the scan Wednesday, which has been dubbed National Opt-Out Day. Back at Orlando International Airport, reactions remain mixed.
I think it's a little bit bizarre. It's a bit strange on how much they actually need to see of you.
As far as I'm concerned, whatever they have to do, they have to do it. That's it. It's a lot better than having a plane go down.
I think if you had to strip down to your buff in reality and stand there naked, that would be an invasion of privacy.
The TSA says there will be four more scanners installed in the Orlando airport by the end of the year. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.